Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have John Heiner singing I've Got Joy, and in part 5 of Pastor Duck's message.
Maybe you can tell it from the smile on my face. I've got joy. I've got joy. Well, it's a smile that comes from heaven that the world cannot erase. And I've got joy. I've got joy. When I wake up in the morning and see the day that God has made, through sunshine or storming, you will always hear me say, I've got joy. I've got joy. I've got joy. I got problems all around me, yet I sing amazing grace. Since I've got joy, I've got joy. Well, the devil cannot stop me, and I'm gonna win this race. Since I've got joy, I've got joy. Well, he's the strength for my journey, companion, my friend. Oh, I can't help but shout it, and I'll sing it once again. I've got joy, I've got joy, I've got joy. This joy is not dependent on what I feel or see. No matter what the struggle, I still have victory. There's joy for my journey, no man can take away. The joy of the Lord is my strength today. Well, Jesus is the solid rock I'm standing on today. And I've got joy, I've got joy. Well, he took all my burdens and he washed my sins away. And I've got joy, I've got joy. When I wake up in the morning and see the day that God has made, through sunshine or storming, you will always hear me say, I've got joy, I've got joy, I've got joy. I've got joy, I've got joy. Oh, I have joy. I've got joy, real joy. Well,
how about one more time? Let's do it. Sing it.
Well, Jesus is the solid rock I'm standing on today. And I've got joy. I've got joy. Well, he took all my burdens and he washed my sins away. And I've got joy. I've got joy. When I wake up in the morning, see the day that God has made. Through sunshine or storming, you will always hear me say, I've got joy. I've got joy, yes I have joy. I've got joy, I've got joy. I have joy, I've got joy, real joy. Yes, I have joy.
Changed us. And today, he took us who were a sinner, and he made us a child of the King. Amen. Every day, his mercies are new. Joshua said, great is his faithfulness to us. Every day, he proves himself as being faithful and true. Of love that he pours out in our life. And I come to a close this morning. Even when you're not faithful, he remains faithful. Amen. Even when we do wrong, he remains a merciful and gracious God. The holy God who took your old life, therefore, if any man be in Christ, He's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And guess what He gave you? For your old, tattered, torn, and shambled life, He gave you a new life and a new opportunity. This holy God who took out death, He gave us eternal life. This holy God who arose from the dead, He defeated death. He defeated hell and the grave. He defeated the devil, and He proclaimed, O death, where's thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Amen. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you now believe? Do you now believe? Because we believe, the lost have become found. You're looking at a prime example. Amen. Because we believe, thank God, you know, we have been forgiven and made children of the Most High God. Because we believe, the doubts today have been replaced with a confidence that we have in Him. Because we believe, the bitterness of life has been broken today, and we have been restored, renewed, and revived by His power. Because we believe, the chains have been loosed and we've been set free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Any set free people in here today, shout glory to God. Amen. Because of Jesus, those with infirmities have been healed and restored. I've been in hospital rooms, and just this past week, and been with people, and seemingly hope was vanished away, and doctors come in and say, well, you know, we've done everything we can do, and, you know, you need to do this and do that. All they're doing is telling you to prepare to die. I just don't receive that. I believe in His presence as hope and there's life. Amen. And in my spirit, as I heard the doctor say that, I said, God, You're bigger than this. You're bigger than this, and I just don't receive it. It's opposition to the Spirit of God in me. I just can't absorb, and I can't say, oh, yes, I understand. Yeah, I understand. Well, just whatever. You know, I just cannot receive that. I receive a God who raised the dead. I receive a God on the third day He came out of the grave victorious. I receive the promise of God that if we'll put our confidence in Him, we can have life in heaven abundant. Amen. Abundantly. I receive the promises of God that we can rebuke every force of evil. But see today, here's the key. If you're going to receive what God's got for you today, and you're going to get on the ground today where you can resist the devil, you've got to submit yourself to God. Amen. For the power of God to work, you've got to submit and you've got to believe. There's no ifs and ands. See, but is a conjunction that ties something together. Maybe you learned that in school. If not, maybe we're taking you to school this morning, you learned something. But is a conjunction that connects. Well, let me tell you what. The only thing I'm connected to is the promise of God's Word. You've got troubles, but I've got Jesus. You've got trials, but I've got Jesus. You've got problems, but I've got Jesus. You've got dilemmas, but I've got Jesus. You've got struggles, but I've got Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't need these things today when I've got the Lord. So I receive the report of the Lord. See, today we're receiving the report of the world when Jesus said, I am the good report. Receive my word. Receive what I have for you today. You know, if you're a believer today, you have a relationship. You don't have a ritual today. You don't have religion. You've got a relationship. And if you're a believer today, you've had a change in your character. You haven't just encountered a ceremony today. If you're a believer today, the Bible says you've entered into this new beginning with Him. You recall back in the book of Genesis today, the message of God is this. God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And this same God numbered and named the stars by millions of them. He knows every one of them by name. We struggle to try to remember somebody's name we met someplace. God even knows how many stars they are, everyone that falls, and has them all named and numbered. God is the one who sends the rain and sends the sunshine and told those birds to sing the melodious song that you would hear when you walked out of your house and you was worried about everything. Others trying to send you a message. I'm the God who's still in control. If I can give the bird a song and if I can tell the sun to rise, I can minister to and bless your heart in life. Amen. God is the one who sent Jesus to bear our sins and carry our shame and our sorrow and nail it to the cross. He is the one who's the way, the truth, and the life. And today, God is the rescuer of our soul, for He is a resurrection. He is life-giving. And today, He's the mansion builder. Amen. And today, He's coming again one day. All this stuff that I just told you, let me tell you what, it's all because we can receive it because we believe. What are you believing for today? I believe it's time to come out. I believe it's time to come out to altars and come out to believing and remember today. But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that will believe on His name. Amen. That will believe today. Do you now believe? Bow your heads a moment. Have you ever believed Him for the free pardon of sin that He offers today? That you can have your sins forgiven and you can receive Him into your life? Have you been born again? Do you know Christ? See, the Word says it's appointed unto man once to die. After that, the judgment. Every one of us in this room, maybe this is what the message you wanted to hear today, but it's the message of truth. Every one of us will die one day. But friend, if you've placed your confidence and your faith in Jesus Christ, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You can have the assurance of heaven as your home. Preacher, I've never done that. I need to do that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now where you are? Recognizing three things, three facts. We all are sinners. Secondly, Jesus died for our sins on the cross. Third, if we will confess, He will forgive and receive us and make us His child. Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God in heaven, in Jesus' name, I come before You as a sinner in need of salvation. Forgive me of all my transgressions, iniquities, sins. Forgive me of rejecting You. I ask You to come into my heart, my life, and save me right now. In Jesus' name, I claim this day as my day of salvation. I am now a child of the King because God said so. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. He prayed that prayer a moment ago. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to do anything to offend you. I'm going to pray for you that God will mightily use you. I ask you to do one thing, just so I can know how to pray for you. Would you slip your hand up right now? You prayed that prayer a moment ago. Don't be intimidated to keep it beside you. If you asked Jesus into your heart and your life a moment ago, lift your hand and say, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank You, Lord, for making me whole. Thank You, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and free. Let us stand to our feet. Father, there are needs in hearts and lives here today. Folks that need to come and pray. Come to the altar and pray. They've got struggles and trials and problems and heartaches in their life. They need to come and pray. They need to come and call upon You today and cast every need and every burden upon You today and receive today the promise that You have for us today. Pray. Oh, Lord, right now, would You move on our hearts and help us to believe? Help us to come and, Lord, nothing, if nothing else, to come and just say, praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for what You've done for me. Have Your way right now upon our hearts and our lives. And draw us to these altars. And, Lord, deal with us today as only You can. As these are coming, will You come right now as the music starts? And this little song is simply entitled, Pray Now.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.